Steve, it is time now for my nearly impossible question. Got to be the first one to get it right. We're going to get you a pair of tickets for Not Scary Farm, celebrating their 48th frightful year. And according to a new survey, in a relationship, women are 75% more likely to do this than men. What do you think it is? Phone lines are now open. 1-909-798-5600. For your tickets to Not Scary Farm on Cola. It's Jesse Duran in the morning, and it is time for my nearly impossible question. Got to be the first one to get it right all this week, and you're going to score a pair of tickets for Not Scary Farm. Always a fun thing to do this time of year. Chilly weather this morning. It's definitely feeling like fall in the Inland Empire and the 40s down into the 20s in the mountains, so fall is here, finally, and we want to get you those Not Scary Farm tickets. So, according to a recent survey, in a relationship, women are 75% more likely to do this than men. And for a possible answer, we have to go with our traffic person, Eve. How about you? What do you think? Women are 75% more likely to do this than men.
Ooh, this is a difficult one, Jesse. I think the first thing that comes to mind is maybe saying, I love you.
Saying, I love you in a relationship.
That's a good one.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
All right. Freddie, how about you? What do you think? In a relationship, women are 75% more likely to do this than men.
This first came up and I thought, say they want to get married.
All right. Duh. Lisa in San Jacinto also on the line. How about you in a relationship? Women are 75% more likely to do this than men.
Work.
She brings home the bacon.
Yeah, she brings home the bacon.
Lisa, well, I apologize on behalf of all lazy men. But that's not it.
Okay, thank you.
What do you think? In a relationship, women are 75% more likely to do this than men. What is it? 1-909-798-5600. Perfect song for a beautiful morning in the Inland Empire on Cola. Good morning. It's Cola 99.9. Jesse Duran in the morning. And we're doing the nearly impossible question this morning for Not Scary Farm. In a relationship, women are 75% more likely to do this than men. Patty's on the line. What do you think it is?
I'm going to go with the say I love you first.
And that is a great guess, but that is not it, Patty.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Although women are certainly more likely to do that than men first.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Thanks for trying.
All right, thanks so much.
Patricia, what do you think it is?
I think they're most likely to be the one to end the relationship.
Ooh. Oh.
Women control so much when it comes to a relationship. And yes, I would agree with that. They are also more likely to end the relationship. Leave skid marks sometimes. Yeah. Ghost you. Oh, we lost her. Unfortunately, Patricia, that is not the correct answer, but thanks for trying.
She ended that.
Yes, she ghosted us. Good morning, Cola 99.9's nearly impossible question is on right now. Hey, it's Jesse Duran, and this morning we need an answer for this one. In a relationship, women are 75% more likely to do this than men. Andrew, what is it?
I think it's complain.
Oh, we do a lot of that.
Andrew, are you married?
Yes.
Hopefully she's not listening.
You're going to be at the doghouse tonight.
She's listening.
And that's also not it. Carla, what do you think it is? In a relationship, women are 75% more likely to do this.
Remember their anniversary.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's a special day, you know, the day that you got together. And guys just aren't programmed to remember stuff like that.
Yeah, girls are. We remember dates.
That's a great guess. But that's also not it, Carla. What do you think? In a relationship, women are 75% more likely to do this than men. It's Cola. Good morning. Hey, good morning. It is Cola 99.9 with Jesse Duran. We're rolling through my nearly impossible question just like we do every weekday morning, starting at 7:20 until we get a winner. This morning's question, in a relationship, women are 75% more likely to do this than men. What is it? Eric and Marianne on the line. What's your guess?
Is it post on social media about the relationship?
That's
like post pictures?
Very 2021 answer.
<Yeah. laughs> We're always so quick to take those selfies, you know?
Yeah.
That's a great guess as well, but that is also not it.
No way.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for trying, Eric. Cola, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name is Hope.
Hope, I hope you have the correct answer. What is it?
You know what? Sometimes it's hopeless. We never know this. But start a conversation.
Start a conversation about what?
Anything. Just talk anything. It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be bad.
So men are just cavemen. We sit in the corner and say nothing.
Well, half the time you guys do. You don't know how to talk to each other.
Well, that's because sports are on.
No.
It's football season. Come on. Dodgers are the playoffs.
But there's a commercial, too. When commercials come on, they still can't talk.
Good point.
I'm sorry, but that answer is also hopeless.
That's not it. Okay.
But I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. I'm going to start the conversation with a little clue now.
Yes, please.
Because I think everybody needs it. So there's a reason why advertising is all geared towards women. There's a reason why ladies are the most desired of the two sexes when it comes to targeting somebody with a commercial. Again, in a relationship, women are 75% more likely to do this than men. We'll see if we have a winner for these Not Scary Farm tickets on the other side of the break. 1-909-798-5600. Thanks a lot, Eve. It is overtime on the Nearly Impossible Question. And according to a recent survey, in a relationship, women are 75% more likely to do this than men. Carla on the line in Fontana, what do you think it is?
Do the shopping.
Do the shopping. Buy the kids' clothes, buy the groceries. Yes. And Carla, you got it right.
Yay!
Yes! Yes!
Control the purse strings of the family and are 75% more likely to do the shopping than men in a relationship. And that's why you got it right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations, Carla. We got a pair of tickets for you for Not Scary Farm.
Awesome. Thank you.
When was the last time you were at Not Scary Farm?
A long time ago.
I think you're overdue. It's their 48th frightful year. This year you can confront your fears with 15 haunted attractions, including 5 sinister scare zones, 8 mesmerizing mazes, easy for me to say, and more.
All right, cool.
Cola Club members, you listen to Winco for the Nearly Impossible Question is fire. Go get your points at colafm.com, but you got the free tickets. Have a great time and Not Scary Farm.
Awesome, thank you.